Alaska Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Tshibaka will not support McConnell as leader. By Jacob Bliss on December 13, 2021. Kelly Tshibaka, the conservative Republican U.S. Senate candidate challenging establishment incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., in Alaska in the primary next year, said she will not support Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K.Y., as leader if she is elected to the Senate. The Republican candidate endorsed by former President Donald Trump and the Alaska Republican Party released a statement declaring that she will not support Mitch McConnell as leader after she defeats Murkowski and becomes a senator next year, adding that it's time for new, America First leadership in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has repeatedly bailed out President Joe Biden, giving him gifts of Senate votes, which are the only things keeping the Biden administration on life support, she wrote, using as an example. After rescuing Biden with the last debt ceiling increase, McConnell said he would never do it again. But he just did, and he had Lisa Murkowski's help in doing so. The actions of McConnell and Murkowski on the debt ceiling show that it's the political elites pitted against real Americans. Her statement comes after an appearance on Bannon's War Room where she also blamed McConnell and Murkowski for being enabling officers for Biden's agenda. The only way Biden has been able to push through his business busting, common sense canceling, defense decimating, energy annihilating, gun grabbing, illegal immigrant inviting, liberty loathing, parent punishing, socialist supporting, radical America annihilating agenda is through people like Lisa Murkowski and Mitch McConnell. Murkowski is one of seven Republican senators who voted at the beginning of the year to impeach Trump in the wake of the January 6th incident. So far, she is the only one who has announced a re-election bid for next year. Murkowski is also one of the 19 Senate Republicans WH0 voted for the Democrats' $1.2 trillion, 2,702-page so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill earlier this year. The bill, now signed into law by Biden, was part of a two-part approach by the Biden administration. Since its passage, the House Democrats have passed the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. However, in June, Trump kept his promise to campaign against Murkowski and endorsed Tshibaka. In his endorsement, he wrote that Murkowski is bad for Alaska and has got to go. Kelly Tshibaka is the candidate who can beat Murkowski, and she will, Trump added. Kelly is a fighter who stands for Alaska values and America first. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.